Thunder Bay. TB Newswatch is looking back at the top 10 stories of each month in 2023, as chosen by Dougal Media's Director of News, Leith Dunnock. Here are the picks from March. An investigation into forged Norval Morisseau paintings revealed a sprawling fraud scheme believed to be the largest in art history. More than 1,000 paintings were seized and police said the fraud could have totaled up to $100 million. Jonathan McKay pleaded guilty to manslaughter in the 2019 beating death of 41-year-old Nazareth Quaindebbins. McKay was sentenced in November to 8 years for the killing, which occurred at residence in the 300 block of Arundel Street. The Ontario government paved the way for a new university veterinary program at Lakehead University, which would see 20 students enrolled in the program, starting in 2024-25. The program will be in collaboration with the University of Guelph and is aimed at addressing a critical shortage of vets in the north. Street. Joseph's Care Group CEO Kelly O'Brien announced she would resign from the post, the decision coming just 17 months after she began the role. In September, the board of directors announced the hiring of Janine Black as O'Brien's replacement. Thunder Bay Public Library named Ruth Hamlin Douglas as its new head librarian. Hamlin Douglas brought 17 years of experience at the library, most recently as programming librarian, taking over for former CEO and chief librarian John Pateman. Thunder Bay's Eric and Mark Stahl made international headlines when they became the latest NHLERs to decline to wear a Pride jersey during warm-ups. The brothers, who were playing for the released a statement saying it went against their religious beliefs. Thunder Bay Atikokan MPP Kevin Holland was named parliamentary assistant for both Indigenous Affairs and Northern Development in Conservative Premier Doug Ford's government. The city of Thunder Bay announced Chinese-owned social media outlet TikTok would be banned from city-owned electronic devices, following in the footsteps of the federal and provincial governments concerned about cybersecurity issues. WestJet announced major changes for Thunder Bay, halting all flights to Toronto while expanding flights to Winnipeg. The move left the city with one less option for travel by air to southern Ontario. Also in March, Flair cancelled its Thunder Bay-Ottawa route before service began. Thunder Bay's Anne Carlson collected her $1 million prize from the February 1 Lotto 649's gold ball draw.